You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Swung a bash to left field deep. Fam going back, looking up. He will watch it fly. And a miraculous comeback by the A's in the ninth is capped by Matt Chapman's three-run home run. And the A's have won the game. And the final is 5-4.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
Well, I got a feeling the fans are not going to be too thrilled with the way that game ended. The number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. The A's now 15-18 in one-run games, while the Mariners, Ken Korak, are the best in baseball at 23-8. And boy, we talked about a rough loss last night. I mean, here we deja vu all over again.
At one time this year, the A's had a great record, remember, Chris, in the one-run decisions? They were leading the league or close to it for a while, and, you know, that's really gone south. And, yeah, you get a runner thrown out at third with one out, and he's the tying run in the ninth. It's really tough, and it's frustrating, and I think the A's frustrations just were building over the course of this series in different ways to see games slip away. I mean, the wild pitches, you lose two games on wild pitches, and you know, I think that the biggest reason, I guess there are probably more than one or two, that the A's are losing the close games is they're just not scoring that many runs. You know, if you score three runs, the chances are, because the A's pitching is good, you're going to lose a close game if you're going to lose. But, you know, I think that is still the main thing to me, Chris, is they've got to hit. They've just got to figure out a way, something, or, you know, whatever it is, to try to get some offense going.
Yeah, I mean, it really is the bottom line. I mean, they're not hitting. You know, still, you know, you feel bad for these starting pitchers. You know, it wasn't a great outing for Irvin. Obviously, what happened in the third inning with two outs where it just, you know, it just kept piling on. But, you know, you're right, Ken. I mean, if you don't score runs, you got no shot. And now You're going to take on a team that, you know, they've kind of been up and down at times this year, and they're chasing the Giants, and they're looking up at the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they lost today. But the Padres can be really tough.
They're really tough, and I guess they're picking up the report was that they're getting Frazier from the Pirates. And look at the A's batting averages. I mean, it's tough to win when you're hitting like that unless you had a ton of home runs and or you walk a ton, and the A's have just, I mean, you're kind of who you are after 101 games, and now, you know, you're 56-45, which is still fine. They still have the second wild card, but they've got to get it turned around from the offensive standpoint, Chris, and we'll see if maybe something will be done at the deadline. Normally the A's do something and maybe a couple things when they have a shot, and they, you know, they really do now, but you'd love to see the on-base percentage get better. It's only 312. Team batting average 233, and it's tough to live with numbers like that.
And the problem is the team that you're trying to hold off, they're starting to gain confidence, right? I mean, what we saw with the Seattle Mariners in this series, they're starting to feel it. The city's starting to feel it. Look at the crowds that they had. I mean, something's going on in Seattle right now.
Well, just to have a chance, and we talked about this a little bit on the broadcast today, Chris, just to have a chance. They haven't been to the postseason in 20 years, so they're starving for, you know, just some games that mean something in August and September. Their franchise, their first year was 77. They've been in the postseason four times in their history. So, yeah, I mean, I'd be going out there, too. You know, it's a beautiful day. They got bright sunshine at a great ballpark, and yeah, why not embrace it if you're a fan of the Mariners up there?
You know what I was thinking about today is the only time I've been at that ballpark, whether it was Safeco or now T-Mobile, every time I've been there, the roof's been closed. And watching the game today, Ken, and it's like the sunshine, you're like, wow, I bet that is just a perfect day up in Seattle when the roof's open, the sun on the field. Because normally, you know, when I've been in there, it's the roof's always been closed.
There's nothing finer to me than a summer day in Seattle, and people have asked me for years, what's your favorite city to visit? This is my 30th year in the American League, and I always say Seattle. I love the downtown. I love the proximity to the water and the sound, and you go down to the ballpark, which is just south of downtown, and it's just a genius design, the way they built it. And even when the roof is closed, because it's like a carport or a big umbrella, it's open on the side, so you just still kind of feel the elements. You don't have that closed-in kind of antiseptic feeling you've had at the King Dome and pretty much all the Dome stadiums. So, yeah, you get some sunshine and a beautiful day up in Seattle. It's hard to beat it.
You know, my last 2 years with the Raiders, we played the Seahawks the last game of preseason, and I can tell you, both those games, a lot of rain gear was given out.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. But the roof it covers most of the seating, doesn't it, up there on both sides? I mean, I know the field, you get pelted by the rain, but aren't the fans kind of sheltered from the rain up there at the home of the Seahawks? Maybe not.
Yeah, it's kind of like a half roof on both sides,
right.
And that's what makes it so loud. But I treat you say, okay, you know, and you're looking at a new arena. I haven't seen it, but the facilities in Seattle are second.
Yeah, they have the arena, which I think they built on the same site where the previous arena was, is where they're going to have the hockey team playing this year, right? It's going to be their first year in the NHL.
Yeah, well, a day off
tomorrow.
Yeah, it's
cool. And you can walk from downtown to the home of the Seahawks and also to Safeco, which is great, or T-Mobile, which is great.
Yeah, I remember one time when we were there, I walked the whole the water, and next thing you know, you're walking, you're going along, boom, then the stadiums are right there. So if you ever get a chance, I mean, the Space Needle, it's unbelievable to go up. Seattle is a great place. But you got a day off tomorrow, Ken. Rest up. And then it's the Padres, and it's the Athletics on Tuesday.
The A's are down in your hometown. They will be.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, and they better strap it on because, let me tell you something, they got some firepower in Slam Diego these days.
It's going to be a good series. All right, thank you, man. Enjoy the day.
Take care. The great Ken Korak, the voice of your Oakland Athletics. Hey, the bottom line is this, and it doesn't matter what sport you're in. If you're going to gamble, you better be right. If you make it, it's a great play. If you don't make it, it's a horrific play. And that's the bottom line. If you're going to make that gamble that Matt Chapman made in the ninth inning, you better be safe. Because if you're not, it's a mistake. You're on second base, one out, two on. You're poised for a big inning. And you just ran yourself out of the inning. So it's a do-or-die play. You know, it's like when you, in football, if you go for an interception, if you gamble on it and you make the pick, you're a hero. If you don't make the pick and the receiver gets it and then runs it for a touchdown, you're a goat. I mean, that's the kind, I didn't like the gamble. I didn't at all. And it's not on Mark Kotze, because if you look at the highlight, he was going. He did not look at his third base coach at all. So I don't even know what Kotze was telling him to do, because we didn't see that in what we got to see from the television coverage. But Matt Chapman, when he saw that ball going to left field, he was going to third. Now, some people you might debate, and you might say, well, you know, you're trying to make them make a play. And we've talked a lot about that with guys being thrown out at home. Just in that situation, it's either great or bad, hero or goat. And if you saw the look on some of their faces, this was a very disturbing series. Because you're not trending the right way. Seattle's trending the right way. So you can sit there right now and you can say, well, you know, they still have the wild card. But you're not trending the right way, and you're now 5.5 games back of the Astros. The number is 833-625-2278. A brutal series up in the Pacific Northwest. Last 10 series, the A's are just 2-7-1. Like I said, not trending in the right direction. Your phone call's next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Driven, determined, resilient. Cal State East Bay students are today's creative thinkers and tomorrow's workforce for the region. Cal State East Bay is recognized as one of the most transformative college experiences nationwide, educating the new generation that questions the status quo and works together to find meaningful solutions. Apply today for our degree and certificate programs. We are not just a university, we are a community. Find yourself here at csueastbay.edu.
A's fans, join us for the biggest music festival in the fall. It's the inaugural Battle Axe and Tracks Music Festival, held October 2nd and 3rd in Carson City, Nevada. Grammy Award nominees Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Larkin Poe, Samantha Fish, and North Mississippi All-Stars are just four of the 15 acts. Festival activities also include axe throwing and Freedom Rail Bike Tours. Tickets on sale now with VIP two-day and single-day tickets available. Check out the full schedule at battleaxeandtracks.com. That's Battle Axe and Tracks.
This is A's Clubhouse.
All right, we get out to the calls. Let's go to Matt. Matt, lead us off here on the A's Clubhouse show.
Hey, Chris. Interesting you should talk about gambling, and that was unfortunate about Matt Chapman. But let me just throw this at you. Looking back, what did you think of that Miami Dolphins upset at the Oakland Raiders in that Christmas game? Boy, did that blow up in their collective face.
I don't want to talk about football. I got to talk about this game and this game. I got to talk about this series where every game was over 3 hours. The last three games, it was 4-3, it was 5-4, and then 4-3. Brutal one-run losses.
Oh, boy, were they ever, and I sure hope they can bounce back against the San Diego Padres. Let me just throw a couple of stuff at you. I'll try to cheer you up. Try to think of some of this mindset. The Oakland A's winning those four World Series against the Mets, Reds, and Dodgers, and then the Giants, and then here's another one for the fans to think about. Let's hope that both parties prevail well and that they get the Howard Terminal ballpark. And this idea I really like the best. If for some strange reason they can't get the Howard Terminal ballpark, I like the idea where just this once, the powers that be tell the San Francisco Giants just this once that they can't have the territorial rights down there in San Jose. That'd be cool if the A's could get their ballpark down in San Jose if they couldn't get the Howard Terminal. So I'm just kind of throwing some stuff at you. I'm trying to cheer myself up too.
Well, I appreciate it, Matt. Thank you. The San Jose ship has sailed. That's not going to happen. And I got to tell you, folks, I said this last night, I'm going to say it again today. Right now, I got to concentrate on this team. Ballpark, right now, we got bigger issues right now. We got to talk about what's going on with this team. Ballpark stuff down the line. Right now, we got to focus on where the A's are right now because you got 2 in San Diego and you got 4 in Anaheim. Right now, the A's are 4-9 against the Astros. They're 4-6 against the Mariners. They're 5-5 against the Rangers. And the only team they've actually done well against is the Angels. They've got to figure it out in division. Let's go to Rob. You're calling from Montana? Do we have Rob? He just dropped. We had Rob from Montana. Oh, when I think sunshine, unicorns, and lollipops, I think Bitter Bill from Modesto.
Oh, Chris, this team is not fundamentally sound. Chapman going to third, really? 5 wild pitches this weekend. They're not hitting with runners in scoring position. This team is not fundamentally sound. What do you think?
They're not playing well. Bottom line, they're not hitting. You mentioned the wild pitches. We had a pass ball today. They're not winning in division. There's been some base running blunders. If Chapman makes it, great. If you don't, you took a risk you didn't need to take. That's the thing about third base. When you're on second base, you're in scoring position. And if somebody gets a hit, the odds are, if it's not right at an outfielder, you're going to score and tie the game. And now you're going to have Wilson, who came in, and it was Wilson who came in pitch run, right, I think? I didn't update my scorebook. But then let's just say there's a base hit into the outfield, or it's a ground ball that gets through a hole. You're going to have Chapman score, and now you're going to have the go-ahead run on second base, or maybe even third base now. It was a gamble he didn't need to take. And if you're going to gamble, you better win it. Because if you don't, once again, it's hero or goat. That's how one of those plays works. And he was running, and he kind of had like a little hiccup there, and it was a bang-bang play. But you got to remember, you're playing against big leaguers. They're going to make a lot of bang-bang plays.
Exactly. And their approach at the plate, Chapman has to lead the lead in third card strikes. What is this guy doing? He can roll two balls up there. He'll swing at it. Then put the ball on the tee, and he'll just look at it. This is ridiculous. The A's are not aggressive up there. The hitters are not aggressive. Now, you'll see them get down 0-2, two strike down the plate, and they'll swing one in the dirt. I've been telling this to you for the last 4 or 5 months.
Hey, they only struck out 7 times today. That's actually good for them.
But I'm not, the strikeouts are strikeouts. But when you take a third call strike down the plate, that is crazy. There's no excuse for that. You need to be swinging. Now, I don't know if Chapman, what he did, he have hip surgery last year, so maybe he's hurting.
He's not hurting. We've watched. I mean, if you watch that play where he made the last out against the Angels, where he made that unbelievable play, and he ran all the way towards the bullpen and made that catch, and then there was recently he legged out a base hit. He's healthy. You don't run like that the way he can if you're not doing well. I'm not buying he's hurt. It's been enough time since the surgery. He did all the rehab. He's not hurt. I'm not buying that. Thank you, Bitter Bill. What I'm buying is they don't make a whole lot of contact. Ken Korak just brought it up. I mean, come on, look at the averages. We're almost in August. Brown hitting 201, Piscotty hitting 203, Moreland hitting 239, Elvis hitting 232, Chapman hitting 218, Murph, he's hitting 212. I mean, seriously. You're 101 games in, and how many guys in your lineup are not even hitting 250? Not hitting their weight? I mean, it's rough. 833-625-2278. We'll roll on right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. Ring Central is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's RingCentral time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com.
RingCentral. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
Honey, what are you doing?
Oh, learning how to be a hibachi chef.
Why?
Well, it was so easy to get an auto loan from Navy Federal Credit Union, I needed something more challenging.
Heads up!
Do not throw that shrimp at me.
With decisions in seconds and rates as low as 1.79% APR, Navy Federal makes it so easy to finance a car.
Onion volcano!
You might want to try harder things. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Rates subject to change and are based on credit worthiness. Advertised rate available for new vehicles. Insured by NCUA.
How hard can it be to find a Python pro?
Sam's startup had a front-end developer walk out the back door.
Beta.
He needs a new software engineer, stat.
What do you mean they just quit? We go live in 72 hours.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're home after a long day, preparing dinner, when...
Ew! What's
that? It smells like rotten eggs.
That might be a natural gas leak.
It can't be. We don't have any natural gas appliances.
Even if you don't use natural gas, that rotten egg odor could be a sign of a leak in your neighborhood. Because gas lines can be buried anywhere.
Shut up.
No, speak up. If you ever suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, Deep Voice Narrator.
You're very welcome.
This is A's Clubhouse.
God, I'm tired of doing these shows. I mean, it's like the same thing every night. One run loss. Over 3 hours. It's just like, God, it's brutal. They're not trending in the right direction. And they got to figure, and I, you know, maybe, just maybe, because of this, there's going to be new, I don't know, front office. Like, we got to get some, we got to mix it up in the clubhouse. Maybe there's going to be some urgency. Maybe we're going to see a deal made coming up here pretty soon. Because this group, as we know it, it's not working right now. Even though the record's okay, but it's just not working. They need help. As much as I thought bullpen, yeah, you always need bullpen help, especially in the postseason, but they need some offensive help. They're just not hitting. And when they do, what is it? It's a solo home run. Let's go to Greg in San Luis Obispo. You're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Downey, my brother, what's cracking, dude? When it rains, it pours, man.
Right? This is miserable.
You could just play my call from last night and just let it roll if you want, instead of me just sitting here blabbering again on Sunday. But
hey, you know what I could do? I could just play last night's show today. It would be the same thing.
It's when it's that bad, you know it's pathetic. You know what else kind of stings is, I don't know if you're, I know you're on Facebook, but Facebook has that thing called memories where it kind of pops up from stuff you posted in years past. And today was the anniversary of Chris Davis hitting two home runs against the Texas Rangers in a great come-from-behind victory. And, you know, he hit one about 440 opposite field, and, you know, the guys are jumping around. You know, they came back to win the game. And then even farther back than that, another memory popped up on the same day today. It was 10-2 in the sixth inning against the Angels, and the A's came back to win an extra inning 13-10. So you kind of go back, and a lot of those guys that were on that team, the core guys, are still on this team. So it really cuts like a knife to think, like, back then, 3 years ago, we were able to hit, and we still had the same guys. We're worse now, way worse now, than we were back then. And, you know, granted, we had Chris Davis hitting 40 home runs and driving at 115, so that's obviously gonna boost your offensive numbers. But the core guys like Canna, Olson, Chapman, like, those guys were on that 2018 team, and, you know, it just seemed like such a special group, and they had games where they would score 8, 9, 10. I mean, again, they were down 10-2 in the sixth, and they came back and beat the Angels 13-10 in extras. And, you know, that memory popped up today, and it's kind of, I'm kind of sitting here now thinking, like, we can't even scratch out 5 runs. I mean, we strike out 35 times in a 4-game series or whatever it was. It's like, it's hard to believe that we've gotten worse with kind of the same core. You know, sitting here in 2021, you going back to 2018, we're worse now than we were then. You thought guys would actually get better. So, I don't know, man. I think Matt Olson obviously has gotten better. And, you know, I'm kind of with you. We can't play the injury card with Chapman anymore. If he's injured, he shouldn't be playing. I don't think he's injured. I just think he can't hit. Plain and simple, he just can't hit.
Well, I mean, I'm not debating anybody on anything today. I can tell you that. And, you know, going into today, the A's are hitting .233 as a team. You know who had the worst batting average going into today? Take a guess. There's 30 teams.
Who? I'd say maybe a Kansas City Royals.
The Seattle Mariners.
Oh, what?
Yeah, going Shocking. Into today, they were hitting .218 heading into today.
Unreal. Do they have a lot of home runs? I mean, I know they got a good bullpen.
They are going into today. They were at – so the A's and the Mariners were tied for 10th with the Rays at 124 home runs. So now the A's, with two more solo shots, because that's what they do, they are now at 126.
it's just going to be really hard because I don't even really want to watch this team anymore. I'm so frustrated until they make a I want to see the post-deadline team because this team ain't getting it done. I want to see the team. I want to see the A's make some great moves because, again, this starting rotation is playoff worthy. I mean, it is a great rotation, and these guys are out there busting their tails. The bullpen, I don't think it's great, but I don't think that they're that far away. If we could go out and get a closer, I think our bullpen kind of snaps into form. But, you know, it's to the point now where if we don't make a move, you know, it's just not a playoff team. It's a team that's not going to make any noise. And, you know, it's same song, different verse. I've said that 100 times, Townie. But, you know, a couple things I want to touch on a brighter note. I've kind of gone back and listened to some of these calls, Townie. I got to give you some props. There was one that there was a callback with the Giants A's series and it's some great takes that you had, and I never got a chance to compliment you on it. We have to outlaw the Giants A's split hat. Your take on that was spot on, and I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. That's how hard it is right now. It's so sad being an A's fan because they're playing so pathetic that you got to go back and listen to some of these calls. And, you know, that was one that stuck out to me. I couldn't agree with you more. The A's half Giants hat is just the worst thing that was ever created. It's a big joke, and you hit the nail on the head, brother. That was
yeah,
a great,
yeah. I don't know how you put that on and leave the house thinking that looks good. like who's telling you? Oh yeah, that's a winner. Wear that to the game. Like, it drives me nuts. Like, I like both teams. Like, no, pick a side.
It's a hat. It's a hat you wear when you lose a bet. I mean, it's such a garbage hat. I mean, your take was so spot on. Another great call that was more of a recent one. I think it was Richard in Oregon, had a great take on the stadium. I know we're not going to get to the stadium, but he called it a food fight. And that was just, yeah. I mean, that was a great line in itself. So, you know, I just want to bring that up, Townie, kind of bring us a little bit of sunshine to this day. And it's been raining so much lately that I'm like, you know what? I got to go back and listen to some of these calls and at least put a smile on my face because I don't want to watch this team. I want to see the post-deadline A's, after the deadline, and see what we can do. The Padres went out and made a move today. That's a feisty bunch, man. Those guys can mash. And when you're not hitting, you don't want to play a team that mashes. And that's one thing. You know, the Padres are up and down. You know, we know they've been inconsistent and they're young. But when you're hitting as bad as the A's are, you don't want to face a home run derby with guys like Tatis Jr. and Machado in the line. I mean, those guys can mash. So it's danger zone right now, brother. It really is. You know, it's a long road trip. It's a tough schedule. A's got to make some moves. We got to get some sticks. I'm with you. You know, yesterday you kind of said, I don't know if that's going to happen. And I agree with you. I don't know if there's a guy out there that we can get. And, you know, who knows if we can give up the guys to get a great offensive player. But I don't see us making any real noise unless we get another big bat in that lineup. I just don't see it, Townie.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. Yeah, it feels like a dark cloud is over my house. But yet I have my air conditioning on in the studio and it's 82 degrees outside my house. But it doesn't feel like 82. It feels like a dark cloud. Let's go to Jack in San Diego. Jack, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Townie, what's going on, my man?
I was wondering if this was my nephew because my nephew in San Diego is named Jack, but it's not. Go ahead.
Nah, just me calling in. Basically, what I want to touch on today, man, is it's frustrating as heck, man, watching this team. You know, I kind of want to talk about Chapman. Chapman, you know, the play at the end, some are going to say he shouldn't have done it. You know, in the moment, you know, you don't know if, you know, he's going to make that throw, like you said, make a play. But, you know, I want to talk about, what was it, the sixth or seventh inning? I think a previous caller called on it. But, you know, it looked like he had a 3-0 take sign in that 3-2 count. I mean, it looked like he wasn't even, you know, trying to make a swing on it. And, yeah, you know, people, you can say he's hurt. If he's hurt, take him out because it's getting bad. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, I think it was something in the off season you were talking about, you know, there will be a point where, you know, you're going to have to make a decision. Front office is going to have to make a decision about Olsen or Chapman. And that's a little bit down the road. But I think the decision's crystal clear at this point. One guy hits it out of the park and one guy doesn't. And yeah, the defense is valuable, but for what you're getting, I take the guy that smashes. What do you think?
I have said it here. If I was in a casino and you put up all the names and you said, bet who you think will win an MVP, I'm betting Matt Olson. I mean, Matt Olson is the guy. I even said that when Simeon was on the team. If there's a guy that's going to win the MVP because of what his all-around game is so good, Matt Olson's going to be a guy that's going to be going to All-Star games. Matt Olson's going to put up some huge career numbers, and I don't, you know, knock on wood, he stays healthy. I mean, he keeps doing what he's doing, and he keeps growing as a player. Guy might be getting Hall of Fame votes someday. I think there's no question. If I'm saying to myself as a front office, I got to get one guy done, and I don't know what Matt Chapman has been offered or hasn't been offered. You know, there's rumors about it, but if Matt Chapman was offered a good amount of money and he turned it down, oh, that might not be the best gamble of all time. But, you know, I don't know what to say. I Matt Chapman was a guy you thought, well, we'll play the best third base, hit 30-plus bombs a year, and he would be a guy that would be getting Hall of Fame votes someday. But, I mean, he is struggling. I mean, they got so many guys in the lineup that are struggling, and today was game number 101. I mean, now you're 5.5 games back. You're starting to get yourself into a hole, and then now you're like, are you going to be happy that you just get to be in the wild card game? Are we back into that when we thought that this team would be able to win the division? You know, there was a time where Houston struggled, but, man, Houston's not struggling, and the A's. And by the way, and appreciate the phone call from San Diego, but, I mean, look at the Mariners. They're playing with great confidence. And someone said the other day, well, you know, it'll even out with the one-run games. Okay, they've got the best record in one-run games, 23-8. And Ken Korak mentioned how we were talking about how the A's were winning all the one-run games. And I know I was saying on this show, I was saying, hey, that is a good trait to win close games because these are the type of games you are going to play in the postseason. Well, Mariners are now 23-8. Forget about the rebuild. Like, some people thought, oh, you know, like, they talked about, is someone going to trade for Haniger? God, who wouldn't want Kendall Graveman right now? But they've done what some A's teams have done in the past. They're forcing their GM to be in. They're 54-46. They're just a game and a half back of the A's for the second wild card. Think about that. They've won three in a row. Houston, they've won three in a row. And the A's right now, last 10 series, 2-7-1. It's all about winning series, and the A's aren't doing it. And if you go down and have a bad Southern California finish to the road trip, where you don't play well against the Padres and you don't play well against the Angels, who knows what we're going to be talking about after Friday and the trade deadline. All right, the number is 833-625-2278. If you're listening on a radio station and they're leaving us, go to athletics.com/A'scast. That's athletics.com/A'scast, or download the iHeartRadio app, and you can listen there. A's with another one-run loss to the Mariners, 4-3. We continue with your phone calls next, right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Driven, determined, resilient. Cal State East Bay students are today's creative thinkers and tomorrow's workforce for the region. Cal State East Bay is recognized as one of the most transformative college experiences nationwide, educating the new generation that questions the status quo and works together to find meaningful solutions. Apply today for our degree and certificate programs. We are not just a university, we are a community. Find yourself here at csueastbay.edu.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
It's Batter Up with Mike and Ike Megamix. You get 10 great-tasting Mike and Ike flavors in each box. Lots of fun to mix and match for great-tasting combinations. Hit a home run with Mike and Ike Megamix. For more pucker power, try Megamix Sour. Mix it up with 10 mouth-watering sour flavors. Savor the flavor with Megamix Sour.
Stay connected on the latest information around the new ballpark project. Head over to wearerooted.com to see the latest information on all we're working on. That's wearerooted.com.
Swings and drives one. Dead center. Back is Kane. To the track. At the wall. Jumps. It is gone. Matt Olson turns around Josh Hader and walks off the Brewers in game one of a three-game series.
You're listening to A's Cast.
The 0-1 pitch on the way is swung on and drilled to left. Way back. Yastrzemski will turn and watch, and the A's have tied it up on a ninth inning grand slam by Stephen Piscotty.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
And now here's the 1-2 swung on and popped up. It's going to end the game. Second baseman under it, and it's going to be caught in the shift by the shortstop Crawford. This game is over, and the Athletics go to Seattle. And after winning the first game of the series on Thursday, they lose three straight games by one run. And the final today is 4-3 Mariners.
And you know what? They're boring right now. And I hate to say that, but they're boring. It's a reality. They're not playing with any swagger. They're not. I mean, everybody else out there is playing with swagger. Wait till you see the Padres. If you haven't watched the Padres, if Tatis goes deep, wait till you see his home run trot. And before he gets to third base, he stops, does this big, goes back with his big, and then jumps and a leg kick kind of. I mean, they play with swag. Everybody, you know, the good teams are playing with swagger these days. A's have no swag. What do the A's do? A couple solo home runs and they lose. I mean, there's nothing dynamic about them. I mean, did anyone play with more swag than Ricky Henderson or Reggie Jackson? They're just, I hate to say it, they're right now where they are. I'm not saying the whole season because there's been times where they've been highly entertaining. Right now, they're boring. And there's really no dynamic to the team. Let's go to Gene in Oakland. Gene, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, Tony. So, looks like I have the job once again of talking A's fan off the edge of the cliff here. So.
Oh, I'm at the edge. I can see the bottom.
Yeah. But the one thing that I've said this a number of times that characterizes this team for years is resilience.
Right.
I mean, they've always managed to come back. They've had down periods. They find a way to fight back. I'm going to be very interested in seeing what happens with San Diego. I wouldn't be entirely shocked if they won 2 out of 3 against that team.
It's a two-game set.
Oh, excuse me. All right. I wouldn't be surprised if they won, too. You know, I mean, that's who they are. They'll have a down period, and then all of a sudden they'll come to life again. And, I just think it's too soon to throw in the towel. Yeah, they need some help. I don't know what the brain trust is doing on that end. They could have used a bat. They definitely need some help in the bullpen. But, I trust that they'll come up with something that way, and I don't know. I think they're just kind of going through a down period, and I'm trusting they're going to come back, make it more interesting.
I sure hope so, because I think what we saw in this series, there's something going on in Seattle. And I hate to say that, but they're starting to feel it. And we've seen this with A's teams where people didn't – I mean, how many years have the A's been to the postseason when no one expected them to do it? But all of a sudden, they start believing in themselves, and they start winning games, and they start gaining confidence. How many times have we talked, they're a second-half team? That's what the Mariners look like right now. The Mariners have a lot of confidence, even though they had – I mean, people are like, oh, we should take three or four or even sweep them. I'm like, I don't know. They're 54-46. They look like a team. They look like a team that's on the up. There's no question.
No, I didn't expect us to sweep them. In fact, I would have been thrilled with a 3 out of 4. But this, no, like I say, they were a better than 500 team. They got excellent pitching. All right, and it all starts with pitching. And then they got some bats in there, some young guys that are coming up. So sure, you know, this is a team that's on the rise and. You know, it looks like they have a great future, but once again, I'm not giving up on my A's. The core's still there. You know, they've struggled this year more than they have, you know, in the last couple of years. So, I don't think they're going to win the division. Unfortunately, we're probably going to have to do another play-in game.
Ugh.
I don't know how that's going to work out, but yeah, I know.
Ugh.
But I think though. Over the rest of the season, I think they'll do fine. Anyway, that's what I'm hoping for.
Well, have a good Sunday, Gene.
All right. You too.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to have a good Sunday. I'm having a good Monday and hopefully have a good Tuesday. I hope he's right. Go down there and spank these guys. Welcome to American League Baseball. But going into today, I'm just looking at it right now. And I'll get to it in a second. Let's pause for station identification right here on A's Cast.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
How have the Giants scored more runs than us? What? I'm looking at just runs scored, right? Because in the end, that's all that matters. There's only one analytic that matters. It's not an analytic, but you know what I'm saying. There's only one thing that matters. Runs scored. You got to score more runs than the other team. That's how the game works. It's that simplistic. If you score more when they record the last out, if you have more runs than the other team, you win. It's pretty simple. Going into today, the Padres were 7th in runs. The Giants are 8th. The A's are 13th. So it goes Astros, Dodgers, Red Sox, Rays, all good teams. Then it's White Sox, Blue Jays, Padres, Giants, Reds, Braves, Angels. Angels have been without Trout and Rendon forever, and they've scored more runs than we have? Come on, man. The Twins are terrible, and they've scored more runs. Got to figure it out. And I hate to be super negative, but they got to figure it out. Let's go to Mustang Matt in Disco Bay. Go ahead, Mustang.
So I'm normally trying to see some positives from the game. And I've sat through every stinking inning of the last three games. And I've almost had to buy a new TV and a new phone. On several occasions. This better be a gut check moment. I would love right now to be a fly on the wall inside of the clubhouse when they tuck tail and they go and pack their bags and go head to San Diego. Because this team right now is playing some of the most uninspired baseball I've seen. And this is coming from a team that won 12 games in a row this season. In fact, it might have been 13. I don't remember. I do remember a time when the ball was hit in the infield, and we're thinking, oh, there goes the streak. And the guy throws it, you know, basically down into the black hole. and we win. Shouldn't have won. Had a chance. Things were rolling our way.
That was Baltimore, wasn't it?
I think so. And it was I'm going, oh man, here comes the roll of the
Do we lose him? Sorry, Mustang, your phone went out. Yeah, remember that? They won 13 in a row? I mean, that seems like a lifetime ago. It really, really does. Let's go to Robert in Portland. Robert, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Well, I'm not going to bring up that food fight again, Townsie, because I know you want to laugh, but let's not even go there about the stadium again. Hey, I have to remind you, there's always one bad month they have, and I had them going 10-14 this month, and I think that's exactly what they're going to do because they're 8-11 right now. I just think this is the thing we have to hope for. This was the month they would tank, basically, but not do what the Giants used to do, June swoon. But literally, if they can be better than 500 in August in a very tough, tough month, you got the White Sox, Yankees, you name it, it's, and Seattle at home. And I just feel they can maybe go 15-11 and then go 16-11 in September and then have a chance at the end to catch whoever may be ahead of them for that wild card spot, because they're going to be facing a Houston team in those three games in Houston that's already going to have it cinched. I just think that's going to be the case. I know you didn't want to think that far ahead, but I just want to bring some light on, some good news. I just think they can't play any worse than they're doing right now. The Red Sox want Sterling Marte. It's all, and the Yankees want Sterling Marte. I brought him up when you were bringing up Cruz. I think you need a guy like him because he steals bases, he hits for average, and he can jerk them. But the Marlins, I don't know what they want, but it seems like the Red Sox really want him. And I think we need a guy like him because he does a little of everything. I mean, he's like Laureano in a lot of respects, but you can play him in the other corner, maybe in right field, because Piscotty, I think his wrist is never going to come back. I mean, you saw Bob today platoon him, and he had him, he pinched hit for him in the ninth. I just think we got to think positive that they can somehow have a good August. This is just a tough month, and they're going down to, San Diego, and they'll be lucky to win one of those. And then they got to go to Angel Land, and I don't know if Trout's back. Rendon, I mean, the Angels have a far better lineup. I'm talking about lineup. They don't have any pitching, but they're no fun to play when they're rolling, when they got everybody back, Trout and Rendon. We've been beaten up by them before when they're playing, hitting the ball. We just don't have those kind of guys because Fisher won't pay them. But, Marty, the owner of the Angels, he just never gets any good pitching, even when he's tried. But I think I'm not giving this thing up. I think they're going to do a deal, but I want to see Sterling Marte because you need a spark plug like that, and maybe go get Rodriguez from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh seems to want to trade their players.
They're open for business. There's no question. And I don't think Marte makes very much either.
Don't you like that former Giant on the Pirates? I mean, the Giants are talking to him about bringing him back. I mean, the kid's made the All-Star team, just like Frazier did. I mean, he's a good player, but I just think he's going to cost too much. I think Sterling Marte is more realistic, even though the Yankees and Red Sox may offer more.
Yeah, I don't know much about the Red Sox or the Yankees farm system. That's the thing. There's a lot of buyers out there. That's the problem. You're competing against a lot of people. Yeah, and does Trout make it back for this series against the A's? That is going to be interesting. Otani went deep again today. I mean, my God, this guy is incredible. They beat They beat the Twins today. I think he hit number 35. I mean, Shohei Otani is on pace. It's just it's unreal. But yeah, it's not going to be easy.
Imagine if the A's had the Angels lineup with their lineup and Rendon healthy. with the A's starting pitching. Think about that for a second.
Wow. Well, let's if we're going to be in fantasy land, think about that lineup with Trout and Rendon and Ohtani. I mean, hell, Fletcher's hitting over 300. I mean, they've got a bunch of guys hitting north of 250, where we got a bunch of guys hitting south of 250. So, yeah, you know, if you took their offense and mix it with our starting staff, you'd be the best team in baseball.
Hey, I brought up Food Fight. I got another one for you. You know what our lineup has been like? And everybody's been saying it for the last God knows how long. We have a clown show lineup. With that, I'll say goodbye.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. All right, 833-625-2278. We roll on right here on the A's Clubhouse Show. Your phone calls are next.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. RingCentral is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's RingCentral time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com.
RingCentral. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
Driven, determined, resilient. Cal State East Bay students are today's creative thinkers and tomorrow's workforce for the region. Cal State East Bay is recognized as one of the most transformative college experiences nationwide, educating the new generation that questions the status quo and works together to find meaningful solutions. Apply today for our degree and certificate programs. We are not just a university, we are a community. Find yourself here at csueastbay.edu.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage, from player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
Hey A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word A'sFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber. For all your building and remodeling needs.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place, right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
G'day, mate. As an Australian, I'm a croc expert. Crikey, get him away from me. I mean crocs, like the footwear. And as a croc expert, I have to say I like Foamies from Skechers bloody better. Because Foamies have that stylish, trendy look, plus Skechers' world-famous comfort. All for a price that's down under the competition. Skechers is the comfort technology company. And Foamies have comfort innovations your whole family will love. Foamies are ultra-lightweight, water-friendly footwear that are flexible and breathable. Perfect for kicking it by the pool, grilling on the barbie. Or comfy enough to go on a walkabout. Plus, only Foamies come with fits and features like ArchFit with podiatrist-certified support. And Max cushioning that feels like you're walking on big puffy marshmallows. And Foamies are perfect to keep you cool this summer or warm in the winter, which is great because it's actually winter in Australia right now. Good on you, Skechers. So get yourself some machine washable Foamies by Skechers and don't get bit by crocs.
He's a mean fella.
Find Foamies at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
If I learned one thing from this great game of baseball, it's that she'll humble you. You think you've got it figured out, you check the standings, and you're in last place again. I'm Eric Rubino, Fantasy Baseball GM, and I can put my team in position to win every single time, but I can't play the games, people. At least Progressive's Name Your Price tool has options based on my budget. It never lets me down, unlike my pitching staff. Amateurs!
Get options based on your budget with Progressive, even if you're not a legend in your own mind. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state.
Is it safe to return to work?
Should my kids go back to school?
Can I see my friends and family now?
As life returns to normal, our COVID-19 worries have not disappeared, but evolved. CalHOPE offers free tips and tools to help manage your stress. Call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673 or live chat online at calhope.org.
2-0 pitch, and that is hit to deep right field, and the A's lead it 2-0. On its way and gone for Matt Olson, his 27th home run of the year. Fourth against Gonzalez, and there was little doubt where that one was ending up. It's 2-0 Oakland. Great to see that Matt Olson continues his great stretch into and coming out of the All-Star break. 7 home runs in his last 16 games.
This is A's Clubhouse.
It's great, but it's just another solo shot. Seth Brown would go deep, another solo shot, and you lose 4-3. Rob in San Jose, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Same old thing, Tommy. You're saying another solo shot. You know, you used to advocate, yeah. It's what major league players, you know, aren't getting paid to, you know, to hit little base hits, you know. It's just fundamental baseball is going to come back to, you know, the truth of the game. You can't win games if you're playing top-notch players if you're not able to manufacture runs. And about the double hat thing, it's the guy in the Central Coast, I wish I could put the A's in Santa Cruz. It's a ready-made downtown area. It's right there up the way. It'd be servicing the Monterey Bay Area, and I'd go over the hill all of the time. That ain't going to happen. The Giants are being assholes for not letting them, excuse me.
That is not going to happen. The Santa Cruz A's at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk in the warm California sun.
It'd be nice, but, you know, they don't want to share anything. You see, right around the corner at Charcot, there by PayPal, there's a huge plot of land. Or if you bring them over there even up the way from Levi's Stadium and bring them to the bottom end of the bay, there's a lot of bay to redevelop down there, and you could have a Bay Series. But, you know, the Giants really want to get the A's over there in Vegas, which is the ultimate low-hanging fruit, because they should have 162 games. It's not family-friendly enough. It's too much gaming, too much Sin City going on there. And they're going to dissolve the perfect two-team market. And they don't want to go and say that other people should live in other cities like Salt Lake. Look, think of all the NBA teams, NBA cities, New Orleans, Portland, Nashville, Salt Lake. I can think of two others. But that are ripe for an 81-game schedule, and then you're bringing people to go live there, bringing the industry. They're not about building this country. They're going after that quick move. And I know the A's don't want to lose that option to be the first ones in on Vegas, because you know what? There's a guy named Peter Guber's already got a casino operation. And other guys would love to have that market and be the top dog with all that tax revenue, with all that showboat mentality about Vegas. It's the sexier girlfriend. It's a sad thing. What you're dealing with right now, because it doesn't help team morale. They don't know what city they're playing for. They'll always be my American League team if they do move them to Vegas. I wish they move them down here to San Jose or somewhere along the BART corridor. It makes more of a central planner's dream, or on the light rail corridor. Bring them down here to Santa Clara, down there to Alviso, which used to be garbage. But, you know, it doesn't look like garbage now because they got hotels out there and they got industry out there. You drive along 237, it's next to 87. It's perfect. I don't know why they don't want to put something there.
You got Top Golf there now.
America's there.
The A's screwed up years ago by not taking back the territorial rights. So the Giants have said that's our territory, and if they're willing to fight for it, and Bud Selig was not willing to be in that fight, and Manfred obviously is not, you know, wants to be in that fight, and City of San Jose sued baseball and it didn't work out. That ship sailed.
It's what's best for baseball, though, that the Bay Area has, because we're the ultimate two-team market, and then L.A., New York, Chicago. They're not dissolving those two-team markets. And they should invite six new owners to fill up these other six cities. New Orleans needs a team that's got basketball.
Well, listen, what people don't realize is that in every other two-team market, these teams share equal rights. So, like, the Angels have actually – back in the day, they're not doing it now. But the Angels actually threatened to move closer to Dodger Stadium. So the Mets and Yankees –
there is no territorial rights then. This is all BS. The Giants are lawyering up and buying off this media blackout. I'm the only time – there's been a gag order on Robin from San Jose because I've been regulated the app most of the time. Because what I say is the truth. I want just a card on the table. If they move into Vegas – they'll be like East California for me. I hear there's a rap song that goes Oakland to Vegas. Oakland to Vegas. You know, I guess I get on Southwest all the time if I decide to make that move. But I don't want to bring my family there because it's still Sin City. And I still think they have an edge on all the other cities that they're going to be paying professional players way more than all the other cities in the country. There's a problem there.
They're not going to be paying more money than the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Dodgers. Come on.
Well, I know this with this ownership.
Television markets, the television markets in certain cities are always going to dictate that. Thank you, Rob. Let's quickly want to get to all your calls. Let's go to Kelly and Modesto. You're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hi, Chris. How are you today?
I'm miserable. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So, so much negativity. It's ridiculous. I realize that they are on a losing streak. I realize they're not exciting right now, but they're still our team and we should still support them and have positive things to say. For instance, we can't get rid of Chapman because he's the best third baseman and defense wins games. I realize, just like it did today when Seager got him out at third, he would have been in scoring position. I also believe that they need to play some small ball. Get the guys around, and then when Ole comes up, have people on base for him. Play a little small ball.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not their game.
Well, they need to make it their game. That's what I'm saying. They need to reinvent that because it's not working. What they're doing is not working.
Yeah, the problem is it's tough to reinvent after 100 games. You kind of are, you know, whether you like it or not, you are who you are. So unless you go out and you bring in some high contact guys, this is who this team is. They've shown us who they are. You've played 101 games. This is who they are. This is their DNA.
Agreed. Well, I will be in San Diego on Tuesday at the game, so I will be cheering them on.
Nice. No, that. Hey, if there's anything that I can look at positive, hey, you know what? Go there. Have a great day off. They are talking about it on the television broadcast. Get an umbrella above you and an umbrella in your drink. Go to the beach. Have a good time. And forget about baseball for a day. Show back up on Tuesday and let her rip. I think, you know, right now, if I was the A's, I would say, nobody work out. Go play golf. Go to the beach. Sightsee, just do whatever you want. I mean, a great day for – I mean, if you're going to have a day off in Major League Baseball, whether, you know, New York's a great city, Chicago, Boston, San Diego, this is one of the best days off you can have. Enjoy the day off. Don't think about baseball. And we'll see everybody on Tuesday.
Yes, I like that idea.
And you have but a great time in San Diego. Give me a call from San Diego, too.
I will call you after the game.
Yeah, call me from Petco.
I will call you, most definitely.
And have a great time.
Thank you. We will.
Thank you for the phone call.
A wonderful time.
Yeah, you're going to have a great time. Petco's great. And as everybody knows, I was born and raised in San Diego. I've lived in the Bay Area my entire adult life, but, you know, I do a beach house for the All-Star break. And got to go home, do some family business. But, yeah, I mean, if you're going to have a day off, I guess L.A. would – I don't know about L.A. It depends where you are in L.A. L.A. is so massive, but it depends. Miami would be a good day off. Love me some Miami. Just thinking, like, good days off. You know, because some cities, you're like, you got the day off, and you're like in Minnesota or Detroit or – I'm a big fan of Kansas City, by the way. Yeah, I wouldn't mind a day off in Kansas City. Let's go to Coach. Coach, make me feel better.
Hey, I'm in favor. Let's move the A's to Santa Cruz. We got the beach, the boardwalk, the ball game. We'll have some, you know, clam chowder, crab sandwiches. What do you think?
Hey, you know, we could sell packages. You go to the game, then you go to the boardwalk, ride the roller coaster. I'm a big fan of the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. My kids love going.
I am, too. I love Santa Cruz. I don't see the team fitting down there. But, yeah, that was a good suggestion. I like that one.
Yeah, you know what the problem is, Coach? Can I tell you what the problem is with Santa Cruz? You know what's hanging out right outside that water right there? Large great whites. The San Francisco Chronicle had the article where they're now calling that water, you know, in Santa Cruz, Shark Park. So have fun with that.
I won't go too deep.
No. There's a reason why Shark Week is in the Bay Area, right? All the way. So these great whites are going from the Farallon Islands to Hawaii, back to Santa Cruz. They just keep making this loop, and I'm like, every single time I watch Shark Week, I go, I'm not going in the water up here. No chance.
Yeah, no need to.
No need. Those guys surfing next to the Golden Gate Bridge, good luck, guys. Good luck.
They're risking something. So you have a lot of good points today. Some I agree with you on, some I don't agree. I'm not a sold on Seattle, but they are an up-and-coming team, particularly when they get their center fielder back. He's a pretty good player. That first baseman's a pretty good player, too. But they're up-and-coming. But your first point on kind of like blowing it up or changing it, or, you know, you can do the money ball thing, you know, we're going to make some changes. I think we need to do something like that. I don't mean blow up the team, but I think the league has figured out how to pitch to us. You know, they've figured out how to pitch to these guys, and we need some guys who can put the ball in play. And it may be, instead of trying to get a rental, to try to get, you know, a couple guys that'll be here for a little bit of time. So that's what I think they should be looking at. And I'm sure A's are pretty good at looking at all the possibilities and then summing them up and going for it. But I'm looking more at like a Whit Merrifield, you know, they're kind of talking like he might be available.
You're speaking my language. I love two-hit Whit. Friend of the program. We've had him on A's Cast Live.
Well, I mean, they're talking about making him available. You know, I don't know if they really are. Like a Merrifield, like a Benintendi, Barlow is there on Kansas City. You know, to get a shipment like that, or that kind of framework, that could be on other teams too. They have good starting pitching. That's in AAA and even the major league that they could move, you know. So I think that's what they'd have to do, you know, like move Puck is one guy. Jeffries is a pretty good pitcher who, if we trade someone from our five, you know, he could probably step in. You have Lizardo. I'm not sold on Frank. I mean, Frank is my number five starter right now. So something along trading those guys, I would think most teams would think they have value, you know, to have ready starters.
Coach, are you in a wind tunnel right now?
I'm walking. I'm on a walk right now.
Well, we can barely hear your cell. We appreciate the phone call. All righty. Everybody take the day off. Don't go to work. Go to the beach. Play golf. Do whatever. Go hiking. Take the day off. We all need to take a day off. Players, Bob Melvin, coaches, fan base, talk show host, play-by-play guys, we all need to take a day off. This was a brutal series. I mean, you lose 3 of 4. Every game's over 3 hours. I mean, that's a lot of baseball in 4 days in the Pacific Northwest. And, you know, this is what, as of right now, until they make a move, this is what you got. It's now time to see what's on deck, presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. So we're going to be back on Tuesday. We're going to have A's Cast Live at 4 o'clock. We'll have A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery, at 6:10. And then it's going to be a 7:10 first pitch. And then Wednesday is a day game. And then the A's are going to head up I-5, and they'll take on the Angels for 4. But right now, man, you got to figure it out. It's gut check time. They're now 21-31, 10 games under 500 against teams that are 500 and better. It's gut check time. I'm not going to crap on the Mariners anymore. I'm like, right now, I mean, they just took 3 or 4 from the A's. They're looking like a team that's, you know, they're gaining confidence. They're 54-46, a game and a half back of the A's for the second wild card. Whatever you think about them, hey, they're right on our tail. If you don't finish this road trip right, I have no idea what the Mariners' schedule is, nor do I care. But, you know, you don't have a good road trip, you might be out of the wild card race. Do I think Houston is going to slow down? Nope. You got to start winning. Got to start winning series. Last 10 series, can't say this enough. A's are 2-7-1. You can't keep doing that if you want to be a playoff team. And at some point, these players got to look themselves in the mirror and say, it's time to turn it around. We got to start making contact, quality contact. And you can't live and win games off solo home runs. If that's what you do, good luck. I mean, the stats, it's so simple when you look at it. It really is simple. Who has scored the most runs in baseball? It's the Astros. They've scored 532 runs going into today. And they won today. I don't know what the score is, but they won today. And what do? They hit. They have the best batting average in baseball. They don't have the most home runs. Who has the most home runs in baseball? That would be the Toronto Blue Jays. But Houston hits. They got a full lineup, and they grip it and rip it. So do they hit home runs? Of course they hit home runs. They're top 10 in home runs, but they're number one in runs. Why? Because they hit. They have the best batting average in baseball. Batting average doesn't matter. Okay. I'll tell you what doesn't matter. Solo home runs. If you live or die by solo home runs, you better be out pitching people 2-1, 3-2 every game. Well, that's not happening because now the A's are 15-18 in one-run games. I'll leave you with one positive. Matt Olson now has 15 home runs against left-handed pitchers. That's pretty spectacular. For a power-hitting first baseman, he's hitting everybody now. What he struggled with last year, he's not struggling with now, and that's great to see. You talk about a pillar for an organization to build around, it's this guy, Matt Olson, no question. All right, A's with the loss to the Mariners, 4-3. They lose 3 out of 4. Day off tomorrow in San Diego on Tuesday, and we'll see everybody right here on A's Cast. Enjoy the rest of your beautiful Sunday.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Bay Area locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
Hey A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word A'sFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs.
You're home after a long day preparing dinner when...
Ew! What's that? It smells like rotten eggs.
That might be a natural gas leak.
It can't be. We don't have any natural gas appliances.
Even if you don't use natural gas, that rotten egg odor could be a sign of a leak in your neighborhood. Because gas lines can be buried anywhere.
Shut up.
No, speak up. If you ever suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, Deep Voice Narrator.
You're very welcome.
Honey, what are you doing?
Oh, you know, learning how to be a hibachi chef.
Why?
Well, it was so easy to get an auto loan from Navy Federal Credit Union, I needed something more challenging.
Heads up!
Do not throw that shrimp at me.
With decisions in seconds and rates as low as 1.79% APR, Navy Federal makes it so easy to finance a car.
Onion volcano!
You might want to try harder things. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Rates subject to change and are based on creditworthiness. Advertised rate available for new vehicles. Insured by NCUA.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A's Cast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Brantley going back at the track, right to the wall. He'll turn and watch it fly. And the A's take a 1-0 lead.
On the run back is Cannon to the wall. Jumps at the wall. He's got it. A Joe Rudy-type catch against the wall.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'sCast on your device for access to exclusive A's content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
Laureano going back at the track, right to the wall. He's there, and he makes a phenomenal catch.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of Oakland A's Baseball.